KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Well, welcome back to Open Mic Friday, the Darsha and Kenny show today, because I've been sitting here in this seat since 6 a.m. this morning to make sure that I could get the driver's seat today, because we have a lot to cover. It's a great day to be alive, isn't it, Kenny?
I'm just surprised you've actually turned my mic on.
Of course. See, when there's truth and you speak truth, it doesn't make it any less true to have somebody, come back at you and tell you that you don't know what you're talking about. So, like I've said all along, someday I'll be right.
Like a broken clock, twice a day.
I heard that again last night. We had a great time at the fair, by the way, but I did have someone tell me twice a day, and I know who it was, and you probably know too.
Anyway. Give them the number. This is Open Line Friday, even though it's probably going to be dominated by discussion of election integrity.
Yes, please call in when Kenny's talking.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as we're changing the topic, I don't care.
Oh, all right. So we'd love to hear from you. But of course, I paid very close attention to President Donald J. Trump speaking last night at 6 p.m. our time, and covered quite a bit of ground. That was a technical issue. Covered quite a bit of ground. And in my opinion, I'll ask you, Kenny, did you learn anything last night?
I would say the only thing that I learned were the specifics on the numbers, the numbers of non-registered voters or illegal voters. So the 200 and what was it, 85,000? 78,000 foreigners that are registered to vote, and then the 300,000 dead that are registered.
All right, let's get into that number.
Those specifics were really the only thing that were new to me.
So. Did you hear 220 million thrown out there too?
I missed that number. What was that number?
Okay. That was
those were the
identified release of voter data files.
But the PRC has.
Yes.
And I have an idea. Since California and the other Democrat states won't provide the DHS with the voter rolls, maybe we can go to China and get the California voter roll.
They have it all. Well, where I was going to go.
That number seemed pretty high. What's the population of the United States right now?
It's about 300 and something. Well, it was.
So we have 220 million out of 300 million that are registered to vote. Seems kind of high to me, but I would have to go back and look at the demographics.
So what I know is that there have been many discussions and links about the data that comes to and from the China, and I use it China with the Y just for fun. But
I thought you were spelling it wrong. I was thinking,
I do know
Darsha.
The difference. It's not just about hooked on phonics anymore, you know. Anyway, so going back to the 278,000, that is the number that has been disclosed as non-citizens on the current United States voter rolls. Now, keep in mind that that is only from a select few states, typically what you would call the red states, and the blue states, including California, has refused to turn over the voter rolls. Now, keep in mind, we have 20-some million registered voters in California. So, might even be 26 million now. But registered voters in California, and we have not turned over those files to the DOJ officially. So, you say 278,000, that is probably 10%. I believe that it's in the millions where we have non-citizen registered voters.
Yeah, and I was researching trying to figure out what were the four states, because he doesn't say in this speech, and then when I looked it up online, I can't really find any answer. There are 30 states that are not complying with the federal request. 16 states have complied.
Some partially, but I believe that there are 16 or 17 that have not in full refused.
So that they've refused altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I pulled this morning was there are 30 lawsuits currently. But I couldn't find the exact four states, because what I was curious about was if you have
Wyoming, Montana, the small populated states.
Well, no, I was thinking about the 2020 election where you had margins of victory of, 10,000 or so. So if Georgia is one of the states that complied and the numbers better than I do, but there were already, what is it, out of Fulton County, 200,000 or 300,000.
There were a lot of issues with Fulton County, including the pallets of ballots that showed up from Maricopa County Runback Systems.
I think you just like saying
that. I like saying pallets of ballots. No, but in Georgia, there's 19,000 ballot images that are not tied to a ballot that cannot be recreated. There are over 300,000 additional voter registrations, more than there are votes more than voters. Anytime you have, Pennsylvania was another one where there were more votes than voters. Pima County, Arizona, more votes than eligible voters, not even just registered voters, but eligible voters, meaning 18 and over. Anytime you have that, it's a pretty good indication that there's something going on there. So what we got last night was... I'll call it a revelation, where I have suspected and known in some cases that there are investigations that have been going on. And the information that President Trump put out goes back to really even before 2016. So let's say 2012, 2014, 2016, but specifically regarding 2018 information. Interaction with China, interaction with other foreign countries. I think he mentioned Russia, Iran, North Korea, specifically, but in that list of foreign countries, what you have is Executive Order 13848, which was out there in 2018 and had been renewed every single year, even during the, quote, Biden administration, and has still in effect. And that has to do with the sanctions and the declaring an emergency with regard to our elections and foreign interference in the elections. So what we heard last night, I tried to summarize it just briefly, and I'll go ahead and put this out there. And there's a lot more I, of course, had to read through, and this was just as I was hearing it. President Donald J. Trump is declassifying thousands of documents showing election infrastructure vulnerabilities. He has evidence of foreign interference in our elections going back to 2016, 2018, 2020, including CCB, China, gaining access to 220 million voter files. That includes names, addresses, social security numbers, etc. Deep state, including three-letter agencies, I call it CYA, downplayed the tens of millions of records that were bought, stolen, hacked, or released. POTUS and Secretary of State were not informed in their briefings. Actively sought to undermine confidence in President Trump to not have him reelected in 2020. Big companies and journalists were paid big dollars to do so. China assisted with the manufacture of illegal ballots. I know more about that. Election American election infrastructure like voting machines, poll pads, etc., are easily compromised, extremely vulnerable, resulting in dishonest elections. Foreign countries named include Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, as I mentioned. Obama ordered documents to be placed into burn bags and destroyed. Many have been located and secured. DHS has identified 278,000 non-citizens on the voter rolls, and that is just from the Dem states, and they have not, the Dem states, sorry, have not turned over the voter rolls, so the actual number is much, much higher. The SAVE Act must pass. Only reason it doesn't pass is to cheat. So please contact your representatives, House and Senate, to pass the SAVE Act. And these documents that are being declassified are available at whitehouse.gov.
All right. So what did you think the intent of that was last night?
Disclosure, declassification, revelation, so that it's
media,
putting people on notice.
The media didn't cover that.
Well, FAFO, as they say.
Well, what is...
What are you going to make me do this, Kenny?
What does that mean? What does that mean? I mean,
fool around and find out.
I know, but what does that mean? What? So you're implying what?
Here's the attack. The attack is, hey, nothing's happened so far, so nothing's going to happen in the future. And what I say to that is, investigations have been going on. There's information known. They have it all. They have the machines from Puerto Rico. They have Maduro and his lovely wife, and I'm sure they've been taking singing lessons. It's all out there. It is so completely obvious to people like me and many thousands and thousands and millions of people. So it's just a matter of time. It's not just me. I'm just a messenger going, hey, here's what I see.
Georgia, but you're still not, what's going to happen? What is your, since you're so well connected and well steeped in the juices of this.
Attack my credibility. Come on.
What's going to happen?
I believe that there have been things that have already happened.
That's not,
and that there are arrests, and at some point in time, there will be accountability.
Why haven't we heard about the arrests then?
You know, it's interesting. I have a person in my household who I love very dearly, but unless they see it on the news, anything I say, it doesn't actually happen until they hear it from another source. So I just keep saying it, and at some point in time, I'll be right.
I mean, there's the public relations aspect of this. So why I'm asking the question, and I think it's important, and the answer is important. If I'm arguing that there's been criminal activity and somebody has been arrested for it, I'd be screaming that from the rooftops. I mean, this is like when I was in Iraq and George W. Bush, George W. George W. Bush is saying, well, they're weapons of mass destruction. Well, I had to oversee the movement of 17 tons of U-235 from laboratories from Ramadi to Fallujah. And I wrote a report saying, hey, here's, you know, this is important because it's going to partially justify why we're here. It never made a bleep in the news.
Does that make it not true?
No, but it also undermines your credibility. If you're not putting out the information that's supporting your argument, either you're not really fully vested in what you're trying to accomplish, or it's not going to stand up to scrutiny. So again, I'm going to ask the question: if there are people that are being arrested, who are they? I read last night after the speech in just the news, it talks about potential criminal charges. Raffensperger is the only one that I saw mentioned in any of the follow-up articles.
He has a few issues, including potential RICO case issues.
Okay, so that's one. Most of what they're looking at is making false statements to Congress, is what was listed out in the articles that I read. When you look at the intelligence community, since that used to be my life, any charges there?
Yes, I believe there will. There will be.
What kind? Based off of what?
I think, and these are my opinions, not for this station necessarily or anyone else, which will be very clear. So when you go back to the years, and specifically in the Obama years, you have the Comey, the Brennan, the Clapper, the entire, what we'll call the swamp, the deep state. I mean, I think most people would agree that when President Trump first got into office in his first term, not his second or his third, but his first term, that at that point we thought, we all knew that, you know, there's some serious issues here, and there's some seriously compromised people that are in Washington, D.C., making these decisions and in the government and positions of authority. But we had no idea how deep and how wide and how murky the deep state really was. I mean, that swamp was, it was like where there would be dinosaur bones. It was tar pits.
Okay, so back to the question. That was a very good...
They have it
that
all.
That was a very good speech. But
I will
the
say
question.
They have it all. I haven't been read in, but look at what you have. All, can you say if it's an ongoing conspiracy, there is no statute of limitations?
That's true, and I agree with that. But that only applies to an individual if they're still involved. So it's going to be hard to prove whether Brennan and Clapper are still involved. I've looked at that. I'm hoping it's true that, you know, even though Brennan, you know, hasn't probably been involved for 5 or 6 years, that because it's an ongoing conspiracy, he can still be brought in years later. But here's
what accountability would be enough for you?
Well, let me talk about the intelligence community, since I did that for a living. There is no oversight, really, of the intelligence community. Which is one reason why I never really wanted to go into the dark, the black side. You got black ops and white ops. I never liked going into the black ops. But I will tell you, based off of what I heard last night and based off of what I've been reading, it is unfortunately very unlikely that anyone in the intelligence community is going to be held accountable. I hate to bring it up. I'm not happy about it. Potentially, if you look at these emails that are supposedly out there, and whoever the individual, there's a lady who is apparently emailing back and forth saying, we're going to hide this from the president.
It's always the cover-up.
I got to see more context on that. So, you know, what potentially could the intelligence community get hit on? Conspiracy? I don't really think it could go to treason, but it could. I mean, if you can show that there was a quid pro quo between one of our adversaries and the intelligence community to keep it quiet, it could. Or do they hang up? Call back so we can change the subject. Yeah.
I tried to tell Kenny that there was a call coming in, so he's the one that didn't want to take it.
But it's, you know, these are people that, they know they have armies and armies of lawyers that get paid off the books. You know,
because they can make it legal doesn't make it lawful. We have to get back to where we're following the Constitution.
You have to be able to prove what they've done. And that's, you know, I'll give you what I think the intent of last night was. Last night was a political speech. It was another attempt on the part of the Trump administration, and rightfully so, in order to get the information out.
All right, and we will go right to the phone lines. Welcome to Open Mic Friday.
Hi, good afternoon. I hate to interrupt this love fest that you two have going on.
Trust me, I've got my sleeves rolled up.
They checked us for weapons before the show.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to go back to something that we haven't talked about in a while, and that's what's going on with the bathrooms at the high school and if they're being segregated. I just watched something on a YouTube presentation. It was from Congressman Brandon Gill. He was questioning someone by the name of Emily DeVito, and it had to do with taxpayer-funded pregnancy prevention for transgender boys. And I said to myself, you know, I don't know how far I can go with that before I just vomit in the nearest trash can. So, but it took me back to the questioning of where did we leave the issue of the bathrooms at the high school?
Can I answer it after the break?
And you can. Just don't avoid me because I'll
yes,
call
ma'am.
Again.
That's perfectly right. Fine. I'm happy to stay on this topic.
We will not right, flush it
you.
Down. All right.
Thank
thanks.
You.
And we'll be right back after this break with Kenny's response, and I have a response too as well.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com. What should you look for when choosing an insurance agent? Experience is a key quality. A good agent responds promptly. It gives you clear explanations, letting you know exactly all the details of your policy. And a good agent has good listening skills, and a good agent takes the time to understand your unique situation. A good agent, like Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Call 805-434-3276.
We are back, and we are awaiting Kenny's response concerning the call that came in just before the break. And if anyone else wants to call in, please do call or text 805-238-5775. So, Kenny, how are things going at the high school and the girls' bathroom junior high as well, right?
Well, I'm still kind of befuddled over whether a transgender boy is a biological girl or a biological boy. But regardless, at the high schools, we now, as of July 1st, we have to have gender-neutral bathrooms, which we had already. But you're still going to have the boys' bathroom and the girls' bathroom. I'm increasingly of the opinion that you just have single stall everything. And just have a lockable unisex bathroom. The staff and the faculty don't like that because nefarious things could take place in single stall bathrooms. Not that nefarious things aren't taking place in multi stall bathrooms, but the fact remains: we had the various decisions that came down from SCOTUS. You had the Mirabelli versus Bonta case, which is was basically cited in, or decided on the side of parents and teachers with regards to the fact that
you can't lie to the parents.
You had the cases at the end of July, the Little case and the Hecox case, which was Idaho and West Virginia. And those decisions basically said that states can ban biological boys from girls' sports and spaces under Title IX. The fact remains, though, that that does not really apply to those states like California, and I think it's 22 states nationwide that still say it's okay for a boy to put on a dress and compete as a girl.
But certainly it's a good indication that if any case does come from any of those others, that...
Let me finish.
That it will.
I'm getting there.
Okay. I won't interrupt.
There's a sign here somewhere. There are two cases pending in the state of California right now. One is the U.S. versus CIF, the sports league, and one is the it's CIF and CDE, California Department of Education. And that was brought last July, and basically it is a case arguing what our girls here at Paso High have been arguing. The other case is McPherson versus Harupa, and those are three girls down in Harupa. I think it's Harupa Valley. It's wherever A.B. Hernandez, the 6'1" studly girl, goes to high school, that won state championships 3 years in a row.
Congratulations.
But both those cases, my hope is that they would be expedited in the system and be moved up for a final decision by the beginning of the school year. But both those judges in both those cases are Biden appointees. So I suspect politics is going to play a factor in that. But the fact remains, it's probably going to be another year, I suspect, before we have nationwide resolution that says that you can't have boys in the girls' spaces. Now, here at Paso, the locker room, I will probably go and see in a week or two. School starts on the 13th of August. I will definitely be in there before then. But they should have privacy stalls constructed in the girls' locker room. At this point, unless there's a change on the school board and you have some courageous individuals that, you know, will hopefully join me in saying, you know, we're going to write a letter and not allow boys to participate, it's not likely that any of the biological boys that are competing on girls' teams will be prevented from doing so. And if the board does do that, you know, the board is opening the district up for a lawsuit, which I'm perfectly fine with, to be honest. I've told Loftus and the board for the last 2 years, we're going to get sued one way or the other. I'd rather get sued for doing what's right than sued for what's doing what's wrong.
And so don't you think that there are other things that can be done so that if students want to change their clothing in privacy to get ready for the next class, that they can do that? And at some point, folks, I mean, it does mean a community needs to come together and just say no, and you know what, and just say this is we the people, these are our children, and it is our parental right to protect our children. And it is our community, this is our future, and you, the school district, are here to educate our children, not to humiliate or anything else with our children. And so it's about protecting the children, and I for one, will be there to say we must have a way for women, girls, boys too, you know? And we do have a call coming in. And we're probably going to just need to take that if you could call back. We also had a text and question about whether or not you can get the voter rolls from the county clerk recorder. Yes, you can. You pay for them. I do this quite a few times during each election cycle. So it's individual county by county. The fact that the state of California has not released their voter rolls is the issue. And the DOJ says it's not a request. We'll leave it at that. All right.
We'll get into a lot of that because the same, I think the answer to a lot of this is that just needed cut funding.
There you go. Reduce, suspend, terminate. We'll see you on the other side. Call in if you like. We'll be back.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.